One in five children in America living in poverty.
And it's childhood business comes around once. I'm fascinated by that.
That's the thing.
You recession hits you at that age. It determines the rest of your life.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I mean, my first jobs were in the middle of the recession in 1976. If I'd held on to those jobs, didn't get laid off, I bet my life would have been totally different. It's interesting.
What would you be doing?
I mean, I don't know, but clearly it had a crucial impact on my future. Maybe positively, maybe negatively, but you only imagine what's going on with the kids.
And this is the thing,
today.
When I look at my friends who are struggling, several of them unemployed and have children, and I that's the question I find too. Their kids get one chance at fourth grade.
Right,
I mean,
right.
You're only 11 once. But it's hard to look at a report like this. Report is a national report. It tells us that more than 1 million children, as we said, were living in poverty. Andy Casey Foundation report. That's in 2008. That's prior to the recession.
Right.
And therefore, they're expecting that the newest numbers, the ones we get the census data, will be even more dire.
Numbers,
and that's
numbers.
Exactly.
Numbers.
But those numbers are kids who are, you know, in these particular cases, the children of Chanel Parker. She's a single mother of 4 2-year-old twins, a 9-year-old daughter, a 10-year-old son, and Mariah Webster from New Hampshire. She's a single mother of a 3-year-old. They are from two opposite ends of the spectrum in this report. Mariah Webster, a mother living in New Hampshire. That's the state that is ranked best in terms of child well-being. Good morning, Mariah.
Good morning.
And also Chanel Parker, mother of 4. She's living in Arkansas. That's the state that's ranked number 48 in this national study. Good morning, Chanel.
Good morning.
So you guys are kind of two pinpoints on the map that when we connect these numbers and connect all these pinpoints, eventually give us a national picture. But we're really talking about you and your children. Mariah, can you tell us, living in poverty in New Hampshire, supposedly that's the best state to do it in. Can you kind of tell us what life is like raising your kids there?
Some days it's harder than others, but you have to teach your kids the value of dollars and that sometimes it's not everything's just handed to you. The state is rather helpful when it comes to needing things or helping with food stamps and stuff like that. But everything just seems to be getting more expensive as the weeks go on, and it just is harder and harder and harder to have things around the house, toys and whatnot, for her to play with.
And Chanel Parker in Arkansas, give me some specific things that maybe you've had to cut back since the recession began. I mean, are you covered by insurance? Or do you have enough food in the home? Do your kids have school supplies?
You have to cut out entertainment, extra clothes, shoes, and just wear like a pair of shoes a little bit longer. I wear the same clothes a little bit longer. The way you eat, the way you cook, a lot of things you have to cut out that you usually would get if we weren't in a recession.
Well, Mariah, let me ask you, you know, John and I were talking about this earlier, that for these children, as the milestones go by and they're growing up in a recession, do you consider in what ways your 3-year-old will be impacted having gone through these very formative years during a time of need?
In my opinion, I would say that she can be affected to a certain point, as in not having the greatest toy and stuff like that. But in the long run, I think it would teach her to appreciate things, and you have to work for them and earn them, and now everything's just handed to you.
No, those are all good lessons. Mariah and Chanel, you know, this study says, because of some numbers, that you both fall below the poverty line. I'm wondering, in your own lives, what says to you that you are a family in poverty? Chanel?
What says to me that I'm a family in poverty?
Maybe you don't even think so.
Well, just what they expect you to have in life, but I wouldn't say that it'll hurt your children in the long run to just not make the income that they expect you to make with 4 children, but and Mariah has a good point that sometimes kids should do without things and then they would appreciate things better. But at the same time, it's kind of hard looking at your child when they really want something and you can't give it to them, especially when you have children my age that are 9 and 10 and wants to do karate and wants to do dance, and you can't afford those programs. And you and other parents who have good jobs can't afford to give those kids those type of lifestyles.
So it's that disparity, seeing the difference between what your kids experience and what others experience is really the line for you. Mariah?
Yeah, I completely understand. My daughter's only almost 3, so I'm not into, she doesn't want to go to baseball yet and stuff like that. But I could imagine it's a disappointing feeling when you can't give your children what they want.
But yeah. Are there things, are necessities? Are they their basic needs taken care of?
Well, my daughter, she wants to start going to school and playing with other kids. That's not an option here. I can't afford that. The state, the waiting list for child care and services like that is just so long that it's not in her immediate future. She won't get to go to school or daycare until it's time for preschool and it becomes public school and it's free for her, you know, but she asks every day. So it is hard to say no to her and stuff like that because it's something she wants to learn every day. She wants to go to school, and I can't offer that to her.
You know, Mariah and Chanel as well, it occurs to me that because of this recession, we very well could have a quarter of the nation's children growing up having the same experience that your kids are having, needing and struggling to have the things they see other kids having around them. Chanel, do you feel your kids will be stronger in the long run?
Repeat the question.
Well, a quarter of the nation's kids, supposedly, according to this study, could end up growing up in poverty. Is that going to create a nation of kids who are stronger?
It can make them stronger.
But
it can also make them have doubts on life. Like, in my situation, I'm a fully educated woman. I mean, I'm a grad student now, and they looking at me struggling. And so they're going to look at me like, is education really worth it? Really? I mean, my mom is struggling, and she has a four-year degree, and she...
Well, let's hope that they go on to continue their education. Chanel Parker from Little Rock, Arkansas. Mariah Webster from New Hampshire.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.